Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, to sit or not to sit, that is the question facing Leaving Cert students this evening. By 6 p.m. tonight, they must register to either sit written exams or opt for calculator grades. So with less than 90 minutes on the clock, what should the last minute merchants do? Well, we're joined to answer that question this evening by guidance counsellor at Malahide Community School, Aoife Walsh. Aoife, thank you for joining us. And if you haven't registered by 6 p.m. this evening, that's it then, is it? You won't be sitting the Leaving Cert anyway.
I'm afraid so. By not registering by 6 o'clock this evening, you're kind of indicating to the Department of Education and the SEC that you're not planning on taking the Leaving Cert this year. So it's really, really important that any student who hasn't done it yet, go and do it now. It's really quick. It's really easy. It'll take 5 minutes, but you've got 1 hour left.
OK, yeah, 1 hour, 10 minutes. The clock is ticking. So if you haven't registered, what do you have to do this evening?
So what you need to register is your exam number, which you should have been given by the school. You also need your PPS number. And then you go on to examinations.ie, which is the State Examinations Commission's website. And on that website, you'll see a big yellow button that you can click on to enter the portal and just follow through the instructions. It's just like setting up any online account. You need an email address just to verify it. And what you should see is a list of subjects there when you get in. And they should be the subjects that you're taking. There might be some mistakes that you might need to change, and you have to check that all the details are correct, indicate what level you hope to take it at, and then, as you said, whether you want to take an exam, whether you want to take the grade, or whether you want to do both.
And would you have a recommendation as to what students should choose there? Should they give themselves the option to do both?
Yeah, look, it's hard. I mean, everybody's in different circumstances and there will always be individuals who need to do certain things for themselves, and that's okay. But in general, what I would say to students is don't try and be overly strategic at this point. You're going to tie yourself up in knots and probably end up backfiring on you. So for the vast majority of candidates, it's probably a good idea at this stage to register for both the exams and the predicted grades. If at any stage, then over the next couple of months, you change your mind, you can always change that. You'll have another opportunity to change in April or May. And if you aren't able to attend the exam, for example, if you're sick, you'll still get the predictive grade. So you can withdraw at any time as well. But for right now, most people should be probably registering for both. That's certainly the advice I'm giving my students.
Okay, the portal asks for evidence of studying the subject. What is that? Is that concerning some people?
Yeah, so when you register a subject or you add in a subject, so for example, if you're studying a subject outside of school, but also if the portal doesn't have one of your subjects listed, which can happen, you need to check the subjects are correct. Sometimes they're not. It's not a problem, but you just correct them. And once you add a subject, it'll say you need to have evidence that you're studying this subject. Now, this is just really to say, you can't just register for any other subject and say, well, I'm going to get a grade for these. But if you're studying a subject in school, that is evidence that you're studying that subject. So it's nothing to worry about. But I think when people see that sign, sometimes they get a little fright. They don't really know what it means.
OK. Just finally then, if you miss the deadline this evening, let's be clear on this. That's it then.
Yeah, you need to register today to say that you're going to basically do the Leaving Cert in one of the others. Also, you have to add any subjects you're taking by today. You will not have the opportunity to do that again in April or May.
All right.
But you will have the opportunity to change levels and to change your choices of whether you're going to take the exams or the grades later.
OK, thank you very much for joining us. That's Aoife Walsh, Guidance Counsellor at Malahide Community School. And it's examinations.ie. If you need to get to it, you need to get to it by 6 o'clock this evening. And indeed, if you are doing the Leaving Cert, don't forget Drive Time Study Hub kicks off this evening at 6:30, and this evening they've sent Cormac to sit the Politics and Society paper, so do stay tuned for
that. I forgot about that. I'd say I failed miserably.